senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We're streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida. Redneck Riviera, USA. Holy crap, we're happy to have you here, whether you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24-7, this dog, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application.
Hi, dog.
We're always available at crabdiving.com. Thanks for listening. Also, thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, or use the banner at the webpage. Especially this time of year when you're getting those last minute gifts.
Yay. You know, I just
get shit in a day or two from Amazon.
All I did was look at her. I was like, come here, come here. Just like dog. I was going to pet her. And she looked, she barked. She's like, well, I'm busy right now. Oh, this is about this Kong toy. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah. This is her time on the show, man. She's going to call her agent time. Now. You've cut into her.
I look at her. She gives her performance. She gives me this look like, leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, she's Kong obsessed right now.
I want that treat.
I think I said all of the opening shit, except we're still hanging in on the X because, you know.
Right. Nine!
I got way irritated at about like 5:14 this morning.
No.
Something I saw on X.
Hey, it's better to be Kong. What did you say? She's Kong obsessed? It's better to be Kong obsessed than Trump obsessed. Or Musk obsessed.
I don't know her politics, to be honest.
Oh, please stop that shit. Bullshit.
She's from Alabama.
That dog's a leftist.
I haven't spoken to her about it.
I have. It's good.
Oh, it's good. She's
absolutely good. Let me explain something. There's no fucking animal on this goddamn planet except, you know, some of these lower animals like these serpents and shit.
Oh, here we go. Killing sharks.
Yeah, really, honestly. I mean, there's no animal that is a Republican. There's no way. Oh, we love people that want to shit where we live, that want to drill, that want to pollute. This is a fucking raccoon's pulling a fucking plastic six-pack ring off his penis. It's like, oh, I love Donald Trump. You know, that doesn't happen.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Woo! Very fitting. Especially being the story that I was enraged about for 10 seconds. And then
what is it?
Then I saw, I looked into it a little more and then it made me laugh.
Yes.
And then later, another story came out referencing the earlier story that made me laugh even harder. We'll do a teaser. We'll get to the headlines first.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Commie Pinko Liberal. This is not the story, but this one, the BBC texted me while I was in shower.
Right. Mila Kunis.
And
something like that.
It made me laugh aloud for a long time in the shower.
Yes.
More than usual. That hammer drops on Rudy. Did you see this?
No. No.
The judgment is in. There's a dollar amount to which Rudolph Giuliani will have to. Well,
I don't know what the number is.
If these women get this dime of this money, I'll be amazed.
Why? Well, the judge says he has to pay it, then he has to pay it.
Yeah, but he's gonna go bankrupt. He already is bankrupt.
Somebody give these people the. Jeez, Rudy, come on, stop it. Can we make a plea bargain? What if we slap his asshole shut?
Oh, man.
What was that movie where you entered into a new portal and you could there's time travel? Is that what's going on with his
Human
asshole?
Centipede?
Yes. Rudy auditioned
different
for
portal.
That, and they were like,
yeah.
Listen, I don't know. You're just too talented for this.
A Washington, D.C. jury
yes.
of his peers
Ooh.
Has awarded $148 million.
Damn!
To the two Georgia election workers defamed by Rudy Giuliani.
That is right, though. That's a right number.
I like it.
But he terrorized them.
Yeah.
He made people terrorize them. He changed their lives.
Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Wandrea Shea Moss, testified that Giuliani, supported by former President Donald Trump,
yes.
quote, terrorized, as Ryan just said,
yes.
the two by spreading lies about their activities as election workers in Fulton County during the 2020 election. The eye-watering sum, who wrote this?
Yes.
The eye-watering sum breaks down to $33 million for defamation, over $16 million each, $40 million for emotional distress, $20 million to each, and $75 million in punitive
yes.
damages. That yes. jury hated him.
Let me tell you, when they award the number in court, is Rudy required to leave naked just to pay whatever he can at the moment? Oh, God. No. Oh, Jesus.
When reached for comment.
Yes, is that his comment? That's always his comment, though, really.
One of the attorneys representing the two women had asked for 48 in damages.
Yeah.
So
I think she got more.
The jury gave them a lot more.
You know, their story is heartbreaking. They were so, both of those, the mother and the daughter, right? Very active in their community. I believe Ruby Freeman used to wear sweaters with her name on it.
Yeah, they had to ditch town because of the maggots threatening their lives.
Rudy, do you realize that that Nazi Kanye West's former publicist tried to arrest this? And I remember this. The publicist, whoever that was, tried to arrest these people. Arrest
Oh yeah,
them.
she was in the news recently
God.
Too. She's really crazy. She I think during one of her court deals, she said some ridiculous conspiracy theory or something. I forget, but it was recently. I had it pulled, but we got past it. And I just after a few days, I delete them if they're no longer.
You know why you got to vote for Joe Biden?
Fresh.
Because if you don't vote for Joe Biden,
yeah.
Why?
Who are you telling?
The fucking planet.
None of our listeners.
If you don't vote for Joe Biden, no one is going to make Rudy pay this. No one's going to make Rudy Giuliani pay this. Nobody's going to make these fucks serve their sentences. And none of this will fucking matter. Not one fucking bit. It's no way.
Well, this isn't criminal. This is civil, right?
It doesn't fucking matter is what I'm saying.
Right.
What recourse will they... What will the Stephen Miller Justice Department do for Ruby Freeman?
Oh, no, this not will much all go away.
In fact, they're going to reopen the case,
right.
and they're going to throw her in jail for passing a ginger mint.
And Trump will pardon everybody, including himself.
Yes, yes, and then he will make these people targets. Particularly these people, because they're black.
Freeman endured threatening letters and voicemails alongside violent and racist social media messages and in-person confrontations. After the FBI told her name was found on a, quote, death list.
Insane.
She sold her home and moved.
She's an election worker.
Purchasing a new home under a new name.
This is America and she's a poll worker. What in the living fuck are we talking about?
Outside the courthouse following the verdict, Giuliani said...
Oh, God damn, that was...
He, quote, didn't
horrible.
Regret a damn thing.
Fuck you, Rudy.
And plans to appeal. I'm quite confident when this case gets me before a fair tribunal,
God.
This will be reversed so quickly, it will make your head spin.
Oh, shit! That guy has to be put in the Hannibal Lecter mask. Yeah, well, part of him does. Something must be done. Please, you got to vote for Joe Biden or else I'm worried about their money that they're going to get from...
So we didn't even get to the story because it was yesterday and we were off. But a couple days ago, remember, he told everybody that he can't wait to testify because he was going to finally expose everything about what happened in the election.
No, oh, Jesus. Nobody wants you to testify, man. Nobody wants you to fucking testify. Hey, you know what? You know what people want out of you? What's that number that he owes? What's the
148
million. 148 million. That is the only thing that matters about your worthless piece of shit fascist ass.
I like to fight too.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He ended up not testifying. He chickened out.
Yeah.
Why? Saying he would definitely clear his name. He was gonna. I'm gonna clear my name. You just wait.
Oh God, Marie. Shouldn't you just have to turn over your automobiles to Ruby and her daughter and all your shit? You don't have $148 million.
Yeah,
fuck.
I really hope maybe they made it such a huge amount so that they'll end up maybe getting more if he does go bankrupt because it's a larger judgment. You know what I mean? I don't know how that works, but
here's how it should work. The government should just print these people the pile of money, and the government goes and gets the money from Rudy and let them just have their fucking cash, for fuck's sake. Horrible.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Rudy Giuliani, $148 million.
You know, I don't think that's that much, though. You know, it's really not enough. Because think about the damage he did, Rudy. Who the in the right is going to want to work these elections?
Their lives are gone. I mean, literally, right. They're living under different. They're like under witness protection.
And that is not who they are. They like these two people.
We're Ruby.
Yes, they like they are social and they like to hang out. My God, in their community. But think about like what, because Giuliani did that. Who in the shit is going to want to be a poll worker?
Right.
Who's going to?
Well, that's part of the goal.
Yeah, you're right. I always forget that. That's right.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
Jeez. Fuck. We got to do something to not have this Trump, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you, Rudy.
Jesus. It's Faithless Friday, by the way.
It's Faithless Friday. Hopefully the HVAC is working. Wherever Rudy is.
That's not a fucking pot. Get this shit online. You know who's coming over? The MOAB.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yes. What are they talking about?
The Drudge Report has the picture of Rudy with his hair melting down the side of his face.
I want to see that.
Rudy, 140.
The eyes, Rudy.
Well, they got him. Just
Rudy, you are going to have to drink the cheap shit. Get used to pouring shit out of plastic bottles, stupid shit, if that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be making wine in prison in Donald Trump's fucking useless asshole.
So congrats, Rudy. You made the Drudge Report.
Shit, air support. Get out of here.
For those following along, this is minute 12, 44 seconds of 3 hours of farting on YouTube. Dude, video that has 28 million views.
Can I see that? That is boy, oh boy, that is telling. That's what America likes. That's what America wants.
Many of which are ours.
Right. That's fine. But everybody at Yale and all these stupid colleges studying drama, please drop what you're doing. Buy some beans and just record farts into your iPhone. And that, because that is what people
Shakespeare
want.
Shakespeare had a lot of fart humor and shit humor.
Shakespeare would have been like, I write for the WWE or whatever. He would have filmed Hulk Hogan sucking what's-his-face's dick or something.
Oh, that's boy, a particularly
jeez,
wet
I
paper ripping
what.
One. Yeah.
That's going to be...
It's like so those are your headlines. Headline, really. Rudy taking the top of the charts today.
Jeez.
Oh, speaking of top of the charts, I saw a bit of news about Cher.
Yes.
The single named Cher.
Yes.
Apparently she has a new song out.
Okay.
Some new Christmas song.
Right.
Let me see if I can find it.
God, Cher. God damn, you're doing a Christmas. Leave some money on the table for the other poor fucks that have to sell their goddamn Christmas album. Right? I mean, God damn. All these artists, they have their Christmas albums. Everybody.
That topped like the dance chart.
That's awesome. I fucking love Cher though.
Giving her
yes
tied with one other entity, either a person or a group, with having topped had a number one song in the charts in 7 decades.
Damn.
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, aughts, 10s, and now the 20s.
Right.
7 different decades.
How old is she?
She's in her 70s, late 70s.
Dude. She's I think. Listen, Cher, you're gonna have a number one hit in 2030. That's what I see.
Here's Cher. First there's an ad playing.
The dance song.
Oh no, this is the DJ play a Christmas song.
Come on, Cher.
It's very,
I like it.
It's Cher. It's auto-tuned.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, but it's, yeah. It's, you know, but that's what they
you
do
know
nowadays.
What, man? You just think about some of the fuckheads out there that get downloads and people listen to their music. You goddamn right I'm going to listen to a Cher song.
I'm going to skip forward to... I played that Dolly Parton song for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's... amazing. It's her doing
right.
I've already forgotten what rock song she does, but
who's a bigger star?
It's the and I wake one morning and I step outside. And
oh
I
yeah, yeah. Oh that's
what's going on? That's
what's
the name
going
of it.
Yeah. On?
She sings it, it's awesome.
That's Alanis Morissette.
Nothing more, nothing less. I got one request. DJ plays a small song.
Hell yeah.
I've heard worse.
Who is a bigger star? Dolly Parton or Cher?
Oh, man.
Quickly.
That's tough. That's really tough.
I'm going with Dolly Parton.
Oh, I was going to say Cher, but...
You know, they
I
both...
I think Cher might be more worldwide because she was a pop star and everything. And
what?
Dolly was mostly a country. I could be wrong.
My thing would be Dolly had some movies that... Like, Dolly was in 9 to 5.
Cher has an Oscar.
No, she doesn't. Does she really?
Cher has an Oscar.
Shit, maybe I'm wrong.
Am I crazy?
Shit, I thought this would be easy to defend. She was in 9 to 5. It's a huge fucking movie with Bridget Fonda, who was a huge fucking star. But
Moonstruck.
Oh, man.
Best actress.
Yeah. What's the net worth to Cher? Well, Dolly's gonna be less than Dolly will be less because she gives a lot of shit away, right?
But Dolly's also a songwriter.
That's true.
Whose songs are a shit ton of songs for people.
I'm sorry, Cher.
That she didn't. Ooh, okay. Cher is rocking 360 million.
Holy fuck!
Estimated.
Okay.
And let's see.
I honestly think Dolly's gonna have less because
she's got a theme park.
Yes, but she gives a lot of money away, is what I'm saying. What is it? A billion or some shit?
650 million.
Oh, shit. She's two
estimated.
Shares. That's two shares.
That's almost
damn.
Two shares.
Damn. It's.
Yeah,
yes.
it's the songwriting.
Songwriting.
Man. It's, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was also in Rhinestone. Yeah, you know.
I'm sure she's still bringing in tons of money from that.
I'm going to say something to Sylvester Stallone if you're listening. I thought, you know, God, you should apologize to Dolly Parton because you had this opportunity to work with Dolly Parton and you used it to work on a movie that you fucking ruined the script of, right? It's crazy.
Yeah, that
Isn't
was
that
the
fucking stupid.
That
why
was
the
on the blacklist?
Yeah,
you know,
why the fuck?
Of scripts that are some of the hottest prospects in Hollywood that just haven't gotten produced or whatever. And
yes,
it won all kinds of awards and stuff, the screenplay, and then Stallone bought it.
And let me tell you, that movie, if you haven't seen it in a while, don't, you don't need to. It opens was fucking Sylvester Stallone in a, driving a cab with two people playing the most stereotypical Japanese tourists ever, taking pictures of everything. And Sylvester Stallone's making jokes about it. That's how this brilliant script apparently begins.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Dolly Parton is bigger. Okay.
Dolly Parton has more money.
That's true.
Anyway, I guess we, okay, we talked about, we did the headlines, which are yes. Ruby. Well, we can get to the story that set me off this morning.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen this yet.
Is it the one that
Iowa?
Oh, no.
We talked about how Iowa, a lot of sphincters clamping.
Woo!
on a lot of their relatives' fingers when in Iowa.
Be careful. Don't go in Rudy's.
When the Satanic Temple put their Baphomet display up in the Capitol, I think. Because guess what the Iowa Capitol does? The Iowa Capitol allows religions and groups to put up Christmas displays or holiday season displays.
What if I said I celebrate the penis god, and so I'm going to have for my Christmas display a whole tree made of dicks. This is a dick tree. Why can't I? It's my religion. I worship dick tree. Now we're going to have it right here. Why couldn't I do that?
Because that would be...
That's my religion, excuse me.
Well, there's a lot of ancient religions that have phallic displays.
Well,
right?
I don't know, but this is my true faith, so I want it there too. Next year, you weird fucking other shit.
So they had this up, and all the Christians were losing their mind, and the goddamn governor there.
Who is their governor?
I gotta look her up now.
It's Kim Reynolds?
Yes.
Boo!
Put out this shitty fucking statement that I find it repulsive, basically, too, and icky. And I'm paraphrasing him.
Okay.
Translating.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
And that I don't have it in front of me. That but basically saying, and so I'm sponsoring a prayer vigil at the Capitol to, you know, basically cast the alternate magic apparently required to defuse the Baphomet statue magic
bullshit.
The Satanic Temple.
No. I'm gonna pray the cock god over there too, and we're gonna have the penis magic against your Jesus magic and the Baphomet magic, and everybody's gonna beat the shit out of each other the way God would want it. Is it true that Kim's husband broke her finger off?
So this a lunatic Christian destroyed the statue last night.
Fuck! Bullshit! Arrest that motherfucker!
Oh, he's arrested.
Good. It's a hate crime. Is that you hate Satan?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had the same reaction you did. You're having, and then I found out who the guy is.
Oh,
and of course he's running for something, Ryan. He's running for Congress.
Nine.
So it's performance art.
It is.
It has nothing to do with being outraged.
But it's my property, and you destroyed my property. And by the way, Republicans are bigsies on people going to jail for destroying my property. So I want that fucker in jail for... What did he do to Baphomet?
Knocked down the whole... and broke the whole thing and smashed the head.
Hey.
Decapitated it.
How dare you. You know what?
Then masturbated.
Did he really?
Over it.
We didn't notice.
Michael Cassidy is this fuck's name.
Hey, Michael.
35-year-old Navy Reserve instructor pilot and self-styled America First conservative.
Nine! Hey, fuck nut. When you're in hell roasting, they're not going to forget that you did this shit. You know what I mean?
The display made by the Satanic Temple, Iowa, who said they were exercising their right to religious freedom, had already attracted significant controversy with a Christian group holding a prayer group on Wednesday in protest. That's the governor.
Wow. Can we have people that aren't fucking insane in charge of whole states? Can we?
It featured a human-sized statue of Baphomet, a horned demon adopted for worship by some Satanists.
Yes.
With a row of lit candles placed in front. Ooh. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds.
Yes.
Urged Iowa residents to join her in, quote, praying over the Capitol.
I urge all fellow Satanists to pray in the name of the Baphomet statue that was assaulted in Iowa.
In response to the, quote, absolutely objectionable. So she found it objectionable, yes, but not illegal. There's uh-oh, nothing she could do about it.
Listen, Kim, I got some bad news for you. Mecca lecca hi, mecca hiney ho. There you go. The spell has been cast. You know?
And you know this guy that some religious fuckwads said, don't worry about it. We'll pay any fines.
Yes.
You've got, and you're going to be a hero. And what enraged me, it wasn't the story, in fact, at first, but the comments.
Oh, God.
Especially on X and on many of the news stories about it.
I
bounced around and was looking at comments, and I was like, oh, my God, this country's fucking nuts. But these people are thrilled. Rat, he's a hero. Yeah. He's a hero. We need more of this.
The people on X are Nazis, you know, and I don't know.
Christo-Nazi.
But imagine, let's think about it like this. Imagine someone destroyed the Jesus bullshit or whatever the fuck they want. Could you imagine the outrage? Everybody's going to jail, right? If you kick over baby Jesus or whatever bullshit you're into.
So, of course, he had crowdfunding, even though you're not supposed to be able to do that, but they have some, like, the big sites won't do it.
It's a hate crime, though.
If you're facing criminal charges, that you can't raise money at GoFundMe. But
it's a hate
there
crime.
Are, of course, there's scumbags willing to step in and raise money for whatever cause. And I don't know what website, but he raised, they shut it down after he reached his $20,000 target.
Oh, my God. Is it not a hate crime to persecute people just because of their religion, which is exactly what this lunatic fuck was doing? It's a hate crime. Right?
Right, right.
So get out the hate crime shit and use it on this fuck. I'm a Satanist. I'm sensitive.
On his campaign website, Cassidy describes himself, quote, a Christian conservative who loves our nation and is committed to preserving the blessings of liberty bestowed upon us by the founding generation.
Fuck you. I hope you rot in heaven, motherfucker.
After Thursday's incident, he shared a Bible verse on X.
God.
Posting 1 Peter, fitting, 5:8, KJV.
Yes. KJV.
KJV.
KJV. King James Version. King John's Version.
James?
James, excuse me. Oh, yes, I'm sorry, James. What did the little fucking child-molesting high monks write down in your Bible?
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about.
Yeah.
Seeking whom he may devour.
Ooh.
He later thanked donors
fuck you
to his crowdfunding.
Hey, let me tell you something. I represent the Satanists. Let me read you a Bible verse. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
So, I mean, there is, you know, of course, a very healthy representation of sanity. Saying, what is wrong with you people? And a lot of Christians saying, you know, I didn't like it either, but,
you know,
be careful what you ask for, because
flame on.
Now they're going to say, well, why don't we just get rid of these, all of it, get all of it out of there.
Why
get
don't
all
the religion we
out of
but
there.
Why don't we?
That's kind of the point. We would like that. Make it go away.
Because it makes people crazy.
Right.
But until that time, Baphomet ain't going anywhere, motherfuckers. Please. What the fuck?
I mean, if there was a big elephant sitting there?
Yeah.
For the Hindus?
Why not?
Does that mean a Christian can take a sledgey to that?
Oh, sure, yes. They're on a mission from fucking God.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's really sad that
it's Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Yeah, like the Rudy Breeze had a lot of good. You know, man, I put up little promos based on what was trending on X, and it was not the Rudy story at all. So I don't have any promos for this old Rudy show. I just have Trump.
Oh, this is a great tweet. Rudy Giuliani audibly farted in court, was caught on camera putting his hands down his pants, held a press conference at Four Seasons Total Landscaping, went on TV with shoe polish running down both sides of his face, and none of those was the dumbest thing he did in 2020.
Well, wait. Can I make an addendum? He put his hands down his pants in front of a person that he just met who was...
He thought it was a minor. Well, he didn't know she was a minor.
What was...
We're talking about Borat,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. I mean, that's crazy behavior. I mean, and also, wasn't he chasing his assistant around a hotel room while choking on Viagra or something?
Yeah. Whose tits? Those are my tits.
Yeah, that's a hostile work environment.
A lot of people saying maybe he can get work at Four Seasons.
Yes, I think so.
No, he's on Cameo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
It is Faithless Friday. So yeah. Oh, then the thing that happened a little later in the day regarding this, Christo fuck fascist.
Yes.
Who really just, it was performance art. It just made me laugh when I learned that of course he's running. Of course he's a candidate for something. And he got what he wanted. All of the Christo bots on X.
I mean bots.
The bot farms all were blowing Christo loads over this guy.
Well, what an image. I'm just wondering, do you think all those Christo loads will help him win?
The holy man water.
Yeah. But will this get him elected? Probably.
It depends where. Yeah, what part of Iowa, but yeah, probably.
I got to tell you, man, there's not a lot of stories that we do, if you don't even think about it that hard, that you can't connect it to the fact that representation should be based on people and not areas. Because it seems to me, when it's based on areas, all of a sudden, like, we have people knocking over a Baphomet statue in the name of Jesus that are in charge, or... It's other fucking insanity, right?
Yeah, right.
Why, if we got rid of that, would things get better? Yes.
Well, yeah.
Somebody should do that.
Here's a great comment on this story. The TST, the Satanic Temple, cast some delicious bait with this statue display, and this delusional guy chomped down hard. Could not have worked more beautifully. And the Satan after school clubs popping up, a peaceful and effective message. Brilliant. So
right.
There you go.
Right.
You know, that's what's next. They're going to try to say, you know, fuck your after school club. We don't recognize your religion. And that's what the thing that's happening is.
They're
saying, Satan can't be a religion. And somebody else said that.
Let me
pull up this story.
Man, that, you know.
And this
right.
made me laugh my fucking ass off because this is so desperate. So fucking desperate. Of course, the story I'm calling up has a.
God, it's like, but, you know, I remember going to high school and all this stuff. This Christianity is really just baked into that fucking culture, man. It's all over the fucking place. I mean, you know what I mean? It's private businesses sometimes have the Ten Commandments in the South displayed, hotels and shit. God. But no Satanist shit. Sad.
Seeking to turn a Satanic Temple of Iowa display in the Iowa Capitol into a campaign issue.
Yes.
This person, yell when you know who it is.
Okay.
Or you think you know.
Okay.
Is laying the blame at the feet of former President Donald Trump's administration.
Oh. And this person is running for office?
Yes.
The
temple... Go ahead.
Christie?
Continuing on.
Okay.
The temple received permission for the display, including an altar and figure of the pagan idol Baphomet, under a state policy that allows temporary religious displays at the Capitol... There is also currently a Christian nativity scene. And guess what?
Yes. So
get rid of the religious displays and the satanic temple will stop asking to have their religious display
right,
there.
Right.
That's kind of the point.
We just want people to be fucking normal.
The non-Christians are sick of having just Christianity
yes.
rammed into our holes.
And the truth is, it is impossible for you guys to not do that. Because part of the thing with this, especially the Southern Baptist shit, is the evangelism yeah. part. That's the part that's a really, if you could stop that, that would help.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Quit telling us about it. It's not like telling us about it.
Oh, yeah, fuck Isaiah 17:9 says, go forth and annoy the fuck out of people.
Yeah, yeah, and keep
till
it out
they turn to the Lord.
Why do you think your church shit needs to be in legislation? Like, you're insane.
The Iowa Republican leaders were divided over the display, which one said was permitted under a policy that calls for allowing all religious or none.
Are these guys all a bunch of fucking lawyers? How can they not see, right?
Kim fucking Reynolds. Said, in a free society, the best response to objectionable speech is more speech. And I encourage all those of faith to join me today in praying over the Capitol and recognizing the nativity scene that will be on display. The true reason for this season.
See, it's like they're turning things into a culture war. That's what they want. See, because this Kim Reynolds,
they love it. They love
it. I don't know what Kim Reynolds is, her health care plan is for her state or what she's doing for her state. The only thing she probably has in her arsenal is this culture war, just like DeSantis, putting fingers.
Right.
It sucks. When do they stop? When does the rights culture war fucking stop? When will you start being nice to gay people and trans people and quit being so fucking
when they're voted
dominionist
out
to women
of existence?
Okay.
So this person, Ryan.
Yes. Oh, I haven't guessed yet.
Has now said that they will, quote, chip in to pay the legal fees for the man accused of vandalizing satanic temple statue in a post on X. This person said, Satan has no place in our society and should not be recognized as a religion.
Is that Stephen
by
Miller?
The federal government.
Yes.
And then added that they would be contributing to the defendant's legal fees.
Oh my God. It's so creepy.
But When you find out who it is,
it's not Stephen Miller.
It is so pathetic and sad and such a pun intended Hail Mary.
It's not Trump.
It's DeSantis.
Oh my God. Shut the fuck up.
Ron DeSantis, who we've done the story before where they said the people that work for him were like, I don't get this whole Christian thing. He didn't even have a Bible. He didn't own a Bible to swear in on.
No, he ordered one.
He said, I don't know, get one from Amazon.
Give a shit.
Something.
Listen.
They paid $15 for the Bible that he swore in on.
It's funny that I've sort of have halfway become obsessed in watching Ron DeSantis in clips because, God, he is the weirdest fucker, man.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's so that uncomfortable.
Guy, you know, Ron,
skin.
Don't worry about this commenting on the Satan thing. You, my friend, need to concentrate on how do you stand somewhere and not look in fucking sane.
Well, you do that in secret stilettos.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's true. I guess
you stand for long periods of time.
But your face,
you walk on point and try to look like you're actually using your heels.
Ron, it's your Listen, we all know you're 5'3". There's nothing wrong with that. Just that it's your face. You have to do something. I was thinking he could get...
maybe he should convert to Islam.
I think he should start...
And burqa up.
Yeah, I really do. I tell you, he cannot... He can't do anything.
It's especially when he's not speaking. That's the best time to watch him because he puts that weird, this is how, these are the muscles they told me to use to pretend I have a human smile.
Do you know?
As he struggles to...
The issue with him must be that his handlers are telling him how to act like a human. They aren't getting to the root of it. You have to get to the root of it. Why
he's not human?
Why, I don't know. You have to give him a basis, like some humanity to work from. They're like, we got to make Ron DeSantis human. Okay, just make him stand normal. Make him walk normal. Make him smile normal. That doesn't work. I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to tell somebody how to make this DeSantis guy look human. I sound crazy, but that DeSantis said that. Jeez. Fuck you,
maybe
Ron.
You know, a secret headphone playing the first 10 minutes of Amistad.
Shit, I don't
in
know.
In his head, too.
Why is he? Why doesn't he smile more? I don't know. Then,
saying he would help pay legal fees wasn't the first time he weighed in on the statue. In a CNN town hall on Monday, DeSantis blamed Trump for the statue being allowed in the Capitol, saying, "How did it get there? Is it even a religion?" Lo and behold, the Trump administration gave them approval to be under the IRS as a religion. That's true. The IRS recognized the Satanic Temple as a church in 2019, although it's unclear whether Trump had anything to do with it. I'm sure he didn't.
You know, to me, and I don't know, I'm not excited to have a Republican president, because to me it seems like it's just going to be a bunch of loony evangelicals just shredding everything, just fucking everything up. You know what I mean?
And of course we want people like DeSantis deciding what is and isn't a religion.
Find a spoon to eat pudding in a snack cup.
Republicans to decide in any case of what is a religion and what isn't.
I wouldn't want one of these fucking guys to dog sit.
Ramaswamy better get the fuck out of Dodge.
Oh, that guy is not human either. That guy is a real creep. That guy is an asshole. I mean,
yeah, he's particularly odious. Because even a lot of like never Trumpers that are still Republicans and still conservatives say anybody on the other side except Trump. Oh, and Ramaswamy.
He is.
Like everybody hates him.
Yeah. The problem is
the anti-Trumpers.
I've watched him a lot, too. And he makes the problem with that guy is I don't know what it is. He makes me want, and I mean this in a very, I'm not trying to be funny, he literally makes me want to throw up when I listen to him talk. If I'm about him, I don't know what it is. It's just so bad. So bad.
So there, Ron DeSantis throwing on a tutu and doing a performative dance.
Good job. This reminds
to try to get evangelicals to acknowledge that he might be human.
This seems so cheap, though, right? Is this the,
sad.
And I'm sorry. Oh, my God. The dog is pulling the blanket down off the top of the couch to lie on. It's so fucking funny, man. But is this the moment? Do you remember when?
She's like, don't look at me.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember this guy. He still serves in the Senate, I think, or serves. If you can call it that, Ted Cruz,
sure,
and the other guy, Sarah's Huckabee, Mike
Huckabee.
Do you remember who was
Fox host?
Is this the Kim Davis moment of this primary for them? Do you remember?
Oh, that was great. Yeah,
but
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what this is, right?
I guess. I mean. Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be...
There were better candidates in 2016 on the Republican side. I'll just say it. And I can't believe I'm saying it.
And even a lot of crazy Christians are not down with this lunatic destroying the statue. Because they know where it'll end up.
Yes.
Then the only other solution... is to get rid of all of it.
But wouldn't that be great, though?
Well, I agree, and no bones of contention. If we're, you know, just put up, put up a Christmas tree. I don't care about that. That's a pagan thing that nobody thinks is religious anymore. Anyway,
you keep your fucking crosses off of it, though. I'm gonna be
inspecting no nativity scene.
Every ornament. Let me tell you something. When I'm president, we can have Christmas trees. But let me tell
doesn't
you,
doesn't sound very presidential.
I'm inspecting every ornament. Every ornament. They're not baby. No Jesus bullshit. Okay.
Sounds a little dear leader-ish.
Yeah. Well, listen. God, I mean, you know, what do they expect though? Listen, man, you can't quit fucking with people.
The I think Troll of the Day Award goes to Rebecca Jones, who responded to DeSantis's tweet over at, you know, at X.
Yes.
Saying, oh, this shouldn't be a religion and everything. She just responded with a screen cap of the New Hampshire GOP primary poll.
Yes.
Trump 46, Haley 18,
yes.
Christie 11, Ramaswamy 8, DeSantis 7%. Oh, he's in fifth fucking place. Bravo, bravo.
I tell you what, you know what? Nothing about his campaign or his journey, if you want to call it that, on the campaign trail makes any fucking sense to me. He was popular because he kept Florida open during the pandemic. That's why he was popular.
And at the time he still had Trump's anal imprint on his tongue.
I just think that's horrific. And then he's also known for the culture war.
Right.
And that's why he was popular. So I'm just saying that this guy had all the intangibles these fucking Nazis squirt over, and his piece of shit campaign machine failed him. They failed him. Is that the story?
I mean, I guess. Or you know, I don't remember much about... The only thing I remember about his campaign for governor... the racism.
You know, do you remember, I was just thinking about this earlier because we were talking about him. I thought, God, does he have any kids? Because it's amazing. Someone had sex with him to have kids. But it's a real thing that happened. So we all have to acknowledge it. Ugh, right?
Well, we don't have to agree it really happened.
It's crazy. But you remember, he had his baby in a campaign ad, and his baby was building a wall, correct?
Was building a wall. Well, the baby was wearing a Trump onesie, and the toddler, where he was showing how to build a wall with blocks.
Yeah. Shit,
build,
man,
that wall.
You should get a drag queen to teach you how to stand in lifts, you dumb fuck.
That would be
right. That would actually make sense.
Yeah, that
Ron
would make sense.
You stupid fuck. Wait, hold on a second. I'm sorry. Yeah. What, he's at what in New Hampshire?
7%.
Quit.
7%.
Just quit. You are torturing your campaign staff. Your campaign staff should quit out of embarrassment, out of shame. Shame on everyone involved. He had everything you guys love.
Let's see what's going on in the Iowa polls, in fact.
Fail. They failed, man.
If he's shitting the bed in New Hampshire and Iowa, he might as well just pack it in.
Pack it in.
He's getting his ass kicked here in his home state.
Well, of course, man. I mean, this is fucking Trump country, man. I can't. I mean, these fucking maggots. Jesus. They love Trump.
Well, it looks like he's in second place.
In Florida?
In Iowa.
Oh.
For the most part.
God.
By much. Trump 54, DeSantis 17, Haley 15.
Well, no, DeSantis, here's the good news. You're leading in a state that doesn't matter right now because it's a caucus. It doesn't even matter, right?
Right.
In the state that matters is coming up, you're shitting the bed. So that's actually the real... These Iowa numbers don't matter.
Another recent poll, Trump up 32, the same...
Jeez.
The same order.
He's up 32 points. He's 32%.
Christie, 4%. 4%.
The margin of error of nothing. You're within the margin of error of zero. Of fucking zero. Jesus.
It's not looking real spectacular for...
You know, it's funny. I love the Republicans, because guess who comes to the rescue when they're in trouble? This fuck Chris Christie, the bridge closer, the beach closer, the nothing. So you're nothing. You haven't done shit. Oh, you talked bigly about Trump when he wasn't there to a bunch of people that will not be the nominee at a debate that I think I'm the only one that watched that debate.
Oh, yeah. There might have been a couple others.
I just can't imagine it.
Somebody that had to.
You're making a huge difference, Governor Christie. Thank you. Thank you for saving America. That's the best effort they've had. It's nuts.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
Bunch of assholes.
We'll see how it plays out.
It's like you got to come get your Frankenstein. You got to come get your monster. You made the monster. Gene Wilder went and got his monster with the help of Terry Garr and Harvey Korman.
Right.
And, can't remember. And,
Cloris Leachman?
Feldman.
Marty Feldman.
Marty
was,
Feldman.
Yeah. Cloris Leachman was the difference, right. Different movie. Mm-hmm. Nurse Ratched.
Cloris Leachman was in that movie.
She was in that movie.
Yeah, she was in Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Also in the news, speaking of Faithless Friday, she fits right in.
Cloris Leachman was Frabruca.
Frabruca. Yeah.
Something like that.
Mike Johnson, according to Bloomberg.
Yes.
Is ending 2023 with an ominous preview of what to expect in the new year.
No, okay, no fucking shit.
Dissension in his ranks that threatens to hamstring deals on U.S. government funding, the Ukraine war aid, and border policy.
Well,
it could also cost him his job.
Well, jeez, boy, it's a good thing that they've got this impeachment proceeding for Biden going on for quote, I believe... quote, crime unfucking known, end quote. I think that's what some fucking GOP fuck said. Crime unknown!
Right.
You cannot help these Ukrainians fight fucking Russia because you are so concerned about crime unknown of Biden. You fucking children. Jesus.
It's like when the cops ask somebody for their ID and they're like, what crime do you suspect me of?
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't know yet.
Yeah, but if we start these proceedings...
don't know yet.
Yeah.
It's not how it works. Sorry.
Right.
The Louisiana Republican, Mike Johnson, elected speaker in October, sent the House home for the holidays on Thursday after passing... Wait, they're done?
They're going home for Christmas?
They're already done.
Oh my God, you fucking losers. Let me ask you something. If it is so... important to impeach evil Joe Biden, how in the fuck can you take a day off? Right? You're going after the evil, whatever you think he's guilty of, crime unknown guy. You should stay, you should work through the holidays.
Representative Bob Good of Virginia, incoming chairman of the Freedom Caucus.
Ooh.
Is upset.
Yes.
Along with the rest of the loons.
Okay.
After they passed a bipartisan defense policy bill.
Okay.
Over strong objections from 73 of those motherfuckers.
Oh,
so in other words,
God.
It was probably all the Democrats, maybe all the Democrats. I don't know what the ultimate, they had enough Democrats.
Right. To pass say. It.
Yeah. So it was bipartisan. And it, of course, the ultra conservatives are losing their collective brain cell.
Jeez. Their brain cell.
Yeah.
Shove that cell up your sphincters.
Bob Good, Virginia, said, if we do things like what we did today, then the Freedom Caucus will absolutely be a problem.
What does that mean? That means that they didn't want to pass this.
Oh, no. And but all you're telling us then is, well, we're going to have to work with Democrats more to the rest of the Republicans.
Yeah.
Fine. This is what McCarthy should have done instead of trying to suck Gates' dick.
A lot of it no, but the issue with, yes, that's true about McCarthy and Gates' penis. But also, it has a lot, McCarthy is stupid. Does that not come into play?
Yeah, very true. Good and his fellow Freedom Caucus members rejected the wide-ranging bill because it preserves the Pentagon's abortion travel policy.
Oh, come on, man.
And extends controversial electronic spying, both of which they oppose. I don't know.
Let me
I'd have to look at the electronic
spying myself. Excuse me.
See.
We have to talk about something. If we want smart people working in the Pentagon doing smart military bullshit stuff,
Then
you're going to have to let people have abortions and health care, or else they just won't work there because that's not what they will do. No one is. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they don't want the best people working there. They want the most obedient people working there.
God.
That'll listen to the Fuhrer. Boy, you think I'm kidding? I mean,
no,
that's what
they
all talk about, these purges that are going to happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The deep state, well, when Trump wins.
What was that order number or whatever? The 29 or some order 69. Go fuck yourself. They're creepy. Jesus Christ. It's like, I don't know. This culture war shit. Come on.
Johnson had already angered the ultra-conservatives last month when he averted the government shutdown by pushing through a short-term spending agreement that many considered eerily familiar to the one struck in September by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Wow. It's as if nothing has changed, except you guys made a lot of noise. What is it? What's the difference between this Mike Johnson and Kevin McCarthy and Jim Jordan, really?
Right. And then they just turned into little bitches. That provoked a backlash from the lawmakers on the right, who for weeks stalled action on spending bills. They couldn't not pass them, but they could stall it as much as they could. And that's what they were. They were whiny little biatches.
You know, Tommy Tuberfuck, that senator? Now, the funding that he was holding up because of abortion has gone through now, right?
It wasn't funding.
The promotions.
Promotions.
But they all went through, right?
I think most of them did. Like in one day they did.
That's nice.
A shit ton of them.
Well, that's good.
And I saw they just voted. It might've been today. I saw the news. Another fuck you to Tommy. They've actually voted.
Oh, to fund their back pay.
Retroactive, yes. As if they had been hired when they should have been.
That was what I was trying to reference, because I saw that story.
That was today, I think.
How is that? Let me ask you something. How is that even in question? Of course.
Well, right. And I'll bet the Republicans voted against it. And I want to see them explain this to their armed forces humping, in theory.
Yeah.
Maggotry.
Well, the issue I heard, I forget who on MSNBC was talking about this, but this withholding the funding for the Ukraine war is going to fuck with supply lines. You know what I mean? Because
that's what they're hoping.
They need money to buy shit to fight the Russians with.
That's what Ron Johnson's bringing the message from Vlad.
That is not a good strategy. Ron Johnson. Is he still around?
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's still a senator?
Sure.
Come on, Wisconsin. Get off the heroin. Or the cheese or whatever.
The only way to avoid the next shutdown is to risk further inflaming the hardliners by striking a quick deal with the Senate Democrats and the White House. Such a deal will be difficult because Johnson is so far siding with conservatives in seeking a lower overall spending level. At the same time,
yes,
Johnson must sort out $66 billion in Ukraine aid and border policy, two issues that have become enmeshed amid GOP demands that any funding for Kyiv come with changes to U.S. immigration laws.
Oh, okay. That is insane. I am not going to go off on a thing about that again today, but my God, I can't even imagine this made up. Yes, I'm sure the border, it is not the border crisis that Ukraine's having. And I think it's very insensitive for the Republicans to tie it to that funding. I don't know. They're insensitive, I guess. What a mess.
So there you go. The new speaker may have to deal with some of his own scumbags.
Would it be nice to have people in charge that didn't give you an ulcer every time? They can't even keep the fucking government open, man. We forget that in the beginning of the Trump administration, they would have cabinet meetings and no one knew how to turn the fucking lights on. No one.
I was born and raised in the picturesque country of Slovenia, where my parents taught me the importance of a strong work ethic and pursuing my dreams. The values they installed in me at an early age inspired my fashion and modeling career, and brought me to the beautiful cities of Paris and Milan. While working internationally, I was born and raised in the picturesque country of Slovenia.
I'm trying to understand what she said. She said the fascist industry?
Fashion. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, right.
Melania.
Yay.
Out of her crypt. And saying she learned her strong work ethic.
Yes.
From her parents.
No, I bet you did, you fucking spy. Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, come on. Her strong work ethic.
A lot of people are responding with some of her work.
I think we're seeing some of her work. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that her father was in the Hungarian version of the KGB in intelligence spy gathering bullshit. Has a daughter, randomly hooks up with a guy that's going to be president. Like she's not a fucking asset that is working him for information. It's like, God, come on.
This guy said, Melania, I thank my family for teaching me how to strip and pose naked. That's how I got Einstein visa. That's exactly how she got her Einstein visa.
Wait.
And the biggest thing she had done was she wasn't on the cover, but she did have some pictures in, I think, a Sports Illustrated.
Einstein visa?
Yeah, it's literally used for like, where they're like, oh wow, it's a, you know, this guy's a epidemiologist. We should expedite his visa if he wants to become an American citizen.
Imagine.
We can use people like that, unless they're brown, of course.
Right, right. And then there's this moment where Donald Trump is dating Melania, and he meets her parents. Meet my dad, former head
I'm
of
Einstein.
Hungarian KGB.
Hello, I've seen your file.
Yes, let me pee on you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's nothing there. Nothing to that.
So there, Melania out and about.
Melanoma.
This is her favorite time of the year, you know.
It's tennis season, isn't it?
I love Christmas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is she allowed to return to the White House to see, I don't know.
She's contractually obligated to return to the White House.
Is she really? To see that tennis court finished?
Or? Oh, not the White House.
Oh, yeah.
She did go to Rosalind Carter's funeral, though.
I know. She wore the only one not in black. I mean, it's fucking insane.
She had a black dress on.
Fuck off. I know she
didn't have a black coat.
No, and everyone else did. And everyone else did.
Right, right.
So. Did they stood?
Well, the coat was actually a QR code.
God, if I'm Obama,
if
I would
hold up your phone.
If I'm Barack, I would lose my.
I don't really give a fuck. Do you?
Yeah. Do you think Barack Obama saw her standing next to saw his wife standing next to that fucking fascist? I would call a Secret Service. I'm saying, hey, put somebody else next to her. Fuck that.
Right.
Fuck that shit. Make George Bush come to the fucking funeral. Stand his ass next to her.
Other people are responding with the screen cap of Stephanie Grisham tweeting or texting Melania when Stephanie Grisham was her chief of staff.
Yeah.
On January 6th. Do you want to tweet that peaceful protests are the right of every American, but there is no place for lawlessness and violence? One word answer.
No.
No.
No, I like violence and lawlessness.
Barack Obama went on TV to speak out against these fucking idiots. Somewhere in Virginia where people were very concerned where everyone was peeing. It was about bathrooms and gender something. And Barack Obama came out on the right side of that and said everybody straight on that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't have that. You lost that when you had this fucking Trump fascist.
People were surmising that Melania looked so sad at Rosalind Carter's funeral because she realized that sometimes your spouse can live to be 99 years old.
God.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't understand. I want an investigation into how that fascist bitch got an invitation to that funeral. I hate that so much.
Well, she's a first lady, former first lady.
Give a shit. She's a first Nazi lady.
Because Rosalind Carter
would have hated
probably
her.
Wanted it that way.
No.
And would have been classy to the end. Absolutely.
Jimmy would have been like, get that Nazi away from my wife.
Jimmy Carter gives her the finger at the the funeral.
Hell yes, he does. Hell yes.
Also in the news, did you see this shit? We got a binder. Did you hear about the latest binder?
Yes, I thought this would be the big story of the day. That's why I put up a bunch of Trump.
Well, people are so, you know,
Putin shit.
Bored with Trump's treason.
It's really, I guess.
Yawn, yawn, yawn.
Boring.
A binder containing highly classified information related to Russian election interference went missing at the end of Trump's presidency, raising alarms among intelligence officials that some of the most closely guarded national security secrets from the U.S. and its allies could be exposed, sources familiar with the matter told CNN.
Was Nara in charge of this one, too?
Saying not only would they be exposed, they would be sold.
Yeah. What are we doing to get them back, those documents? What are we doing?
The disappearance, which has not been previously reported, was so concerning that intelligence officials briefed Senate Intelligence Committee leaders last year about the missing materials and the government's efforts to retrieve them.
Well, what did they say in the Senate? Go get that shit, motherfuckers!
In the 2 years plus since Trump left office, the missing intelligence does not appear to have been found. The binder contained raw intelligence the U.S. and its NATO allies collected on Russians and Russian agents. And we know where that binder went. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, of course.
Ron Johnson shoved it up his ass.
Yes.
And got on a private plane.
Right.
And flew to Moscow to go visit, or went to, you know, he went to Prague or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then did a toe tap in the bathroom somewhere.
Sure.
And pulled it out of his hot pocket.
Released the binder.
And handed it over. The including sources and methods that inform the U.S. government's assessment that Putin sought to help Trump win the election. Meanwhile, we know that. It drives me crazy that all these maggots still say, well, what about the big lie that you said that there was Russian collusion? There was Russian collusion. It wasn't criminal, according to the Republicans. remember, Mueller literally said.
He said.
If we could indict this motherfucker, we would.
For colluding with Russia about an election, too. It's like that exists, man. And it feels like sometimes that people have forgotten that exists. That summary Bill Barr made was bullshit. Where is the justice about that? That fuck lied. And Mueller said Trump should be indicted for that. Why has he not been? Why has he not been? Why has Jack Smith not indicted Trump for colluding with Russia for the election? Mueller made this whole...
That might be in there, too. I mean, some of
Mueller made this whole report, though. He did all this bullshit. Should use it.
The intelligence was so sensitive that lawmakers and congressional aides with top secret security clearances were able to review the material only at Langley.
Wow.
CIA headquarters.
God damn. I guess this was some important shit. God, when I'm president, this is going to be the rule. And I'm not looking forward to this, but you have to come in naked and you leave naked. And they scan your ass when you go in and they scan your ass when you go out and you don't go anywhere.
The binder was last seen at the White House during Trump's final days in office.
Yes, he took it. He took it.
The former president had ordered it brought to him so he could declassify a host of documents related to the FBI's Russia investigation.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Under the care of then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Genius. That binder was scoured by Republican aides working to redact the most sensitive information so it could be declassified and released publicly.
Yes.
Now it's gone.
Can we not? I was going to call Christopher Wray and ask him, is there not anybody at the FBI that can outthink Donald Trump and figure out where the fuck this shit is? I mean, seriously, Were we letting this
right
check his diaper? I don't know. Dig up you know who in Bedminster.
The raw intelligence on Russia was among the most sensitive classified materials in the 10-inch thick binder.
It's buried with Ivana. Absolutely, it is.
And even top administration officials of Trump's repeatedly tried to block him from releasing the documents. The day before leaving office, Trump issued an order declassifying most of the binder's contents, which set off a flurry of activity in the last 48 hours of his presidency. Multiple copies of the redacted binder were created inside the White House, with plans to distribute them across Washington to Republicans in Congress and right-wing journalists. Make sure Hannity gets
God
a copy.
Damn it. You know, man, if I'm Jack Smith right now, I'm subpoenaing everyone. I'm sending out subpoenas to everyone that helped bury Ivana, and I want to find. And I'm getting their statements, and I'm interviewing them, and I want to find out who put the binder in there.
But the copies that were initially sent out were frantically retrieved at the directive of White House lawyers who wanted additional redactions.
Yeah, why from the Trump administration?
Yeah, okay. Just minutes before Biden was inaugurated. Minutes. He was inaugurated,
my God,
Mark Meadows rushed to the Justice Department to hand deliver a redacted copy for a last review.
Yes.
Years later, the Justice Department has yet to release the documents, despite Trump's declassification order. Additional copies with varying levels of redactions ended up at the National Archives. And guess what? Now the new president can reclassify those documents.
So wait a second. Okay, let me understand something. The documents that we're talking about, this raw intelligence, is gone.
One of the unredacted versions of the binder went missing amid the chaotic final hours of the Trump White House. I'm shocked that it was chaos.
Where is it?
The circumstances surrounding its disappearance remain shrouded in mystery. U.S. officials repeatedly declined to discuss any government efforts to locate the binder or confirm that any intelligence was missing. The binder was not among the classified items found in last year's search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort.
Search it again.
According to a U.S. official familiar with the matter.
They got to exhume Ivana's grave. I don't know why no one is thinking that. It's obviously a good place. That would have been a great place to hide that. A whole binder.
In that giant 400-pound casket for ashes, she was cremated? So bizarre.
Right! Why was she... You're making my case.
It's so bizarre.
Why was she put in a casket if she was cremated? Because there's a lot of other shit in there. They didn't have room for a fucking body. Like, you're going to have to cremate it if we're going to fit all these binders of Russian shit in that coffin.
One theory has emerged about the whereabouts. Cassidy Hutchinson, one of Meadows' top aides, testified to Congress and wrote in her memoir that she believes Meadows took home an unredacted version of the binder. She said it had been kept in Meadows' safe and that she saw him leave with it from the White House. I'm almost positive it went home with Mr. Meadows, she said, to the January 6th committee.
Okay, great.
A lawyer from Meadows, however, strongly denies that Meadows mishandled any classified information at the White House.
Can we get a warrant to search his house? Surely we can. It's got to be. Mark has his fucking thing. Can we not be outsmarted by Mark Meadows, please?
In the years since Trump left office, his allies have pursued the redacted binder, so whoever has it is keeping it quiet so they can release it publicly. They want to release it.
Yeah.
Because they're saying it'll prove that Trump that Biden ordered Trump.
Oh, my God. We got to find that fucking binder and find out what's really in it. If Mark Meadows left with it, then we're going to find that binder.
I think it went right to Vlad. And I'm not kidding.
Well, then...
I think there's a reason that a few of these officials have gone out windows.
Yeah. Because they got that...
There was another one recently.
Right. God damn it. I mean, why is no one searching these fucks when they leave? Every time they leave. I mean, because there's no safeguards to anything. Our government is set up for people that are not evil. And the problem is, there's a lot of evil people in our government. And so Mark Meadows can just waltz out of the fucking White House with a binder full of bullshit and give it to Vlad.
I forget who I heard or where I read, but their point was that, now I've forgotten because I'm reading at the same time. Trump, Vlad, I don't remember.
Well, I tell you, this is how you solve this. You know, I had an uncle that worked at he was a chemist, and he got a job at a factory that made gunpowder.
Right.
And you weren't allowed to smoke there.
Right.
You could smoke in one room. There was one room.
Really?
In the center of the room, there was one. There's like a cigarette lighter thing.
Fire hose.
It wasn't even a lighter. You could just light your cigarette on that. But everybody had to wear clothes where you could see through the pockets, because you didn't want any matches in there. It's very sensitive. I think this is what they need. Just see through clothes, or I don't know. So you get, if you listen, that you could make a case that every one of those Trump fuckers, when they left at the end of the day and when they came in at the beginning, they should all be strip searched and fucking, I mean, I'm sorry. These people are running around. You're telling me that, Mark, God, I am over this fucking document shit. This motherfucker took a bunch of secret shit, put it in a tub. And then put it in a tub. All the secret documents, rub-dub-dub, a bunch of secret shit in a tub. Mark Meadows is running off to give this binder to Vlad. Nobody's watching any shit. Fuck this. This is unacceptable, God damn it. Why is this happening? God.
Crazy people.
Wait, and Nara.
And bad people lying to crazy people.
I want reforms on how people deal with documents and paper. And it is insane. And I am done with it. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to hear one more fucking story.
Fuck you.
Mark Meadows shoving a fucking binder up his asshole, running over to Russia. God damn it. It's every day.
Well, yeah.
The pool flooded the servers.
And it will be. I mean, I think we all predicted that it was going to just wait. It's just going to be a steady, not even a drip. It's a good steady stream.
I'll tell you
of
what.
Crime after crime after crime after scandal after corruption.
I'll tell you what. On day one, President Pfeiffer, on day one, we are ripping Bedminster up and Mar-a-Lago. We're ripping it up. We're ripping out the drywall. We're looking for shit. I'm finding that fucking binder. I'm not fucking around. These criminal fucks, you don't know where they hid shit. Yes, I'm digging up Ivana. I don't give a fuck. I'm finding that shit.
I like turtles.
It's insane. Nah.
When animals get hit.
What was that about?
I'm going to Smyrna Beach.
You're such a hater.
Yeah.
Of our good friends in the sea and that.
Hi, Mr. Shark.
Don't have legs.
Are you friends with that vile experience? He thinks you're his friend.
Well, speaking of.
Yes.
An Italian marine biology student.
Ooh, wee wee.
Studying in Australia.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Matteo Mariotti.
Lucky enough to live in Italy and all the beautiful art there. Now you got to go swimming in this fucking...
20 years young.
Mm-hmm.
Has been filming while snorkeling at the remote 1770 beach. I don't know what that means.
Right.
On the eastern shore of Australia.
Something about the prisoners that were brought over from England to...
Oh, it might be.
Yeah.
When a shark suddenly attacks.
Suddenly. Not to the shark, though. It's suddenly to the human. The shark's like, it wasn't sudden. I just went up there and attacked the person, you know? It was easy.
And he filmed it.
Oh, my God.
The gruesome ordeal was caught on video in real time. In footage, he did survive. In footage he has since posted to Instagram, you can see him struggling to swim to the surface.
Right.
And hear his muffled screams as the shark continues its attempts to pull him under.
Oh, fuck this shark.
Maybe it was his friend shooting the video.
Yes, his friend the shark.
Eventually, his friend came to the rescue.
Eventually!
Set down his camera and came to the rescue.
I'm out of battery. I got to plug this in. You got a charger?
Who he now credits with saving his life, though it was too late to save his leg.
Oh, my fucking God. You filmed me while this fuck was eating my leg?
I think a third person. He was filming himself, maybe?
Why are all these people? They not listen to this podcast. This is, boy, we could do the, we do this show. We could do shark attacks 24/7. There's so many of them.
Well, I mean, yeah. And more people.
It's rare though, really.
More people in the water.
It's not rare. This is him.
That's Rudy taking a bath. Yeah.
The sharks would have been like, is that Rudy Giuliani? Get me the fuck out of here. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm not eating that thing. Ugh. Rudy, if you put Rudy's asshole in the water, it would kill. It would be like a giant fish kill. It'd be a giant red tide. It would be a brown tide.
Questo video l'ho fatto partire pochi istante dopo l'ultimo morso. I started this video a few moments after the last bite.
Oh God. Fuck this shark.
I wanted to say goodbye. So he started his video to say goodbye.
While the shark's
eating
you?
After the shark bit him.
God.
I never thought I would survive that monster.
You know, whoever this guy's teacher was in film school, give that guy an award or buy him a drink. Wow, you did a good job.
He can't wait to get back in the water.
Well, he did not say that. Kidding. It's like, stay out of the
water. He's a marine biologist, though.
Well, you can do that online.
You can only swim in circles now.
He has no legs.
One leg.
This marine biologist with a mission to get back my leg. God, fuck that shark. Man, that shark took his leg.
Oh, God, he had a horrible, horrible... horrible week. On Friday, he found out his grandfather died. He said, I needed to relax. I thought I'd take a swim.
Right.
Not far from the shore. And there were other people in the water. I put on the mask with the snorkel, and I certainly wouldn't have gone far. I took a small camera to film the small fish, like I always do.
Yes.
After a few steps in the water, he said he felt a terrible pang on his foot. In an instant, the pain reached my entire leg. The shark began to drag me out to sea.
Fuck this shark.
Until at a certain point, I managed to grab its head with my hands.
What the fuck?
I struggled to widen its mouth and free my leg, even though I understood that from the knee down, there was nothing left.
Get the fuck off me. Oh, yes. I value what you do for the ecosystem. Thank you. Enjoy that leg. Shit it on a coral reef and a bunch of fish will eat it.
He tried to make it to shore screaming for his friend Tommaso, a nurse and diving instructor who was on the beach. Quote, he saved me. He recovered me, called for help, helped my injured leg to stop the bleeding until the helicopter arrived.
You know, his family was dealing with the death of his grandfather. But if you could just film these fish, I don't know, get a drone camera and send them down there. And then your family doesn't have to be, like our son or whoever the fuck has no legs and we lost the grandfather. It wouldn't be that. It would just be, you know what I mean? You could have just sent a drone down there.
Right, right.
This is the dumbest story I've ever heard.
Siamo gli amici di Matteo. We are the friends of Matteo. This isn't translated. I should look this up. Matteo è un ragazzo. He's a young man of 20 years. He lives in Parma. Viva Parma.
Why do you have to go all the way to this marine biologist has to go all the way to Australia to look at shit underwater? You live like right on the Mediterranean fucking sea.
Right?
You've seen everything in there, I guess. You know everything that's in there. You got to go to Australia. Are there sharks there in the Mediterranean?
We've never
done a story about a shark attack off the Italian coast. Not once. I haven't heard one story. Not one.
Spiaggia. I know that means beach.
Why are there no shark attacks in Italy? Is it the Pope? Does the Vatican protect him with the magic, or?
He was attacked 3 times in the leg.
Ooh.
By a shark. Shark must be squalo.
God, you know.
Da una squalo. Uno squalo, yeah.
I would like to talk to the Australian Board of Tourism. And do you guys promote, like, come to our safe-ass beaches and swim with the sharks? I mean, do you not want, I mean, do you entice people to come to your fucking death party over there? I mean, what the fuck? Are you telling people to go in the water? At some point, the people in Australia needs to start telling the government, right? Don't go in the water. You're going to lose your fucking legs. There are death monsters in there that we don't know anything about. They're evolved hunters. We're so concerned about these sharks that we put up these nets around our beaches because we don't want them in the... That doesn't concern anyone. They don't care about those nets. They swim around the fucking nets. You know what I mean? At what point does this government say, oh, don't swim in there. It's bad. Look at what happened to Tomas. And so many other people. That's sure their tourism board doesn't do that. They're like, oh, the beautiful scuba diving in Australia, I bet. Shame. Come die here.
Also Australia.
Oh, yes. A snake attack.
A family in Hervey Bay, Australia.
Hervey Bay. There you go.
Today.
So what happened in the bay? Let me guess.
When their young child found a special surprise under the Christmas tree.
Oh my God, a fucking snake. God damn it. See, I hate this. That kid didn't have anything to do with that snake. And there that demon is.
Their son alerted mom right away, though she wasn't quite sure if the kid was joking, but she still took it seriously and checked. Once she saw the snake.
Yes.
She called Hervey Bay Snake Catchers.
Hello.
Of Queensland.
We're going to catch your snake and relocate it and rehab it and get it good and healthy so it can attack people.
The snake in question was an eastern brown snake, one of the most venomous snakes on the planet.
I tell you what, man. I call one of those people and they tell me they're letting it out in the woods. I'm like, no, you kill that motherfucker.
He said, this is the second most a venomous terrestrial snake on Earth. Second.
Does it make a difference?
Literally under the Christmas tree.
Oh, yes. Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Do you want to see a photo?
Yeah, I want to see this.
This is the snake
dead.
Under the Christmas
is
tree.
It dead now?
No, it's not dead.
It should be dead. I'm sorry. Wait, that little
particular snake was about 2 feet in length.
You know.
The snake expert said this is actually a very dangerous size to handle because they're so small and so fast.
No shit. Thank you, snake experts. This is the second most venomous snake on the fucking planet. It's dangerous. Thank you. Anything useful to do? Anything?
Despite their fearsome reputation, like most snakes, they're not aggressive.
Fuck you.
And will only bite if they feel harassed or threatened.
I don't know. It's
just
there.
Like the police.
Yeah, yeah. How's that going, by the way? What a horrible... Yes, that's a good comparison.
As long as no one tries to interfere with the animal, they're safe.
It was under the Christmas tree, you fuck.
Says Godfrey.
It's in my house. What do you want me to do?
Snakes are scared of us. That's why it tried to hide among the presents. Doesn't want to bite anyone, but if it gets harassed, it will defend itself.
Oh, I guess this snake expert's like fucking Dionne Warwick and can read your fucking mind or something. Read the mind of snakes? How do you know what that snake wants? Jesus Christ. Where's your accreditation? Where did you study? Where did you come up with this bullshit? What blog did you read? You don't know what you don't know what this snake wants. God damn it.
One more quick snake story.
Oh, quickie. Is there no shark attacks in Italy?
I don't know. I would
tell you
maybe,
what.
But
I tell you what. That if I was the Italian tourism board, I'd be listen, come to our beaches. We haven't had one of these things in years. So keep going to Australia and Florida.
So jeez. Hervey Bay appears to have quite a snake issue.
Yeah.
Maybe it's also because this guy, Drew Godfrey of Hervey Bay Snake Catchers, has a really popular YouTube channel. He films everything.
Do you film the part where you kill it? I'm serious.
No, they take them and
leave, put them where?
And let them go somewhere.
Fuck that. I let him. That's the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard.
For one, it doesn't say how old the kid is, but it says a teen.
Yes.
A teen boy in Hervey Bay, Australia.
Yeah.
Was awakened.
Right.
By a 6 foot python.
Come on, damn it.
Crawling over him while he slept.
I don't know what kind of therapy or mental, if I survived this. See, I wouldn't know. I would wake up and be like, I'd run through a window and bleed to death. I'd bleed out. I'm taking that fucking snake with me. Well, if you go, I go, motherfucker.
Fortunately, it's a carpet python.
Fortunately is the funniest word to use in this story. Yeah, the most, that's fortunately.
The snake in question was a coastal carpet python, a subspecies of carpet python that can be found along the eastern coast of Australia. These snakes can grow up to 13 feet in length.
Hey, don't fucking slither over me in the middle of the fucking night. You ain't growing anymore.
They're non-venomous, instead killing their prey by constriction.
Oh, thank you.
So maybe it was trying to give him a hug.
Oh, yes. And then ate him.
They are, quote, you're going to love this, Ryan. Frequently found inside people's homes.
Not in the Pfeiffer administration. Day one. I'm going to go on my inaugural speech and say, and we're going to rid the country of these fucking snakes. Our government will pay you $10 a snake or some shit like that. Bring them to the White House. I'll have you. This guy killed 75 million rattlesnakes. We could give him a medal or some shit like that. God damn.
The snake itself was very placid and quite curious, said Godfrey.
Ew, curious? Shut up. You don't know. How did the snake seem curious? Was he sitting there with his head cocked? It's like, woo.
He did. He was watching Jeopardy.
Oh, wow. In the form of a question. God, this is crazy.
So there you go. There's a little when animals get pissed segment for Faithless Friday.
Listen, I need these Christians to keep your crosses out of my asshole. And these snakes, you want to share the planet with us, assholes? I've got to rent live in a house. I've got to walk around on this earth. I was put here. The least you could do, stay out of my fucking Christmas tree, asshole. God.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I always think about these stories as if they're happening to me and how it would make me feel. And that's how that would make me feel. Enrageful. Snake in my house. Ugh. Brown snake, too.
Also in the news, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. Crabdiving.com/Amazon helps us out here.
Right.
A little cash-a-roni.
I'd like to hear how other wildlife photographers feel about what happened to this dude and his story, because there must be a bunch of them that don't get attacked, but they still take these pictures. I wonder if this guy fucked up somehow. I'm not blaming him at all, but he did go in the water, but I don't know.
I don't know. Kanye's back in the news. Apparently he went, you know, a little cray, talking about Hitler and stuff.
Again?
Kanye West went on a wild rant about Hitler and Jesus Christ during the early hours of a Friday morning in Las Vegas.
Yeah!
The rapper also said his daughter North, 10, quote, ripped up couches so she could attend his Vultures album launch on Thursday.
Boy, oh boy. Daddy loves Hitler. I guess it's, I'm going to rip up some couches. I want to see Daddy's Hitler rally. I don't know.
The Kanye teamed up with Ty Dolla $ign to host a rave for the upcoming album, was later shut down by police. After storming out of the event, he was filmed giving a heated 10-minute speech to a crowded room full of people. He yelled, "Jesus Christ, Hitler, yay, sponsor that." Yay, meaning him, Y-E.
Yeah.
He also went on to say that Jewish people own all the banks, hospitals, and private schools in Los Angeles.
You know, I often think about people like this. How lucky must they be to make money just doing their music and shit? I think that's awesome. But how does this end up? why is he doing this?
Then he said, quote, my daughter ripped up the motherfucking couches in the house to be able to be with me right now.
Okay. Cool.
I'm sure Kim was delighted.
Dude, I mean, you know, what is up with his fascination with Hitler? I mean,
he's crazy and okay. An anti-Semite.
Yeah. It is scary. I think a lot of people might think that Trump is going to pick Tucker to run, or maybe, I don't know, Kim Reynolds or some shit, but I think it's going to be Ye. Ye, Trump, Ye, 2024.
During his rant, Kanye also claimed no one was standing up for him. One woman in the crowd yelled, you ain't God, N-word.
Listen.
He threatened to have her kicked out of the room.
I what? How am I standing up for you?
Attendees had paid $2,000 per ticket.
What a weird show. What, man. A strange show. That sounds entertaining. I mean,
you ain't God, N-word. Get the fuck out.
What did he say? Jesus, Hitler, yay, sponsor that.
There you go.
He wants, why am I standing up for that, or for, to him about that? Or what does he mean?
Remember Adidas famously dropped him because
he
got a little Hitler-y.
Didn't he get Adidas back, or?
Not sure. Haven't been really following the yay news. I haven't heard any of his, I should listen to his new stuff.
That's a great quote.
He's a really good producer, but.
Yeah. My daughter ripped up a chair to be here.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Any questions?
Is he throwing Kim under the bus? That
I don't know.
I guess that she. You know, the daughter had to fight and rip up the couch to be able to.
Which daughter to go is see this? Daddy? North by Northwest?
Northwest.
What? No, what's the kid's name?
Northwest.
Oh, jeez, man. That poor kid. Well, the kid's going to be rich and everything, but the kid's name is Northwest, man.
Yeah.
What's. Yeah. Northwest. Is her name Northwest Kardashian?
No. Northwest.
Oh, Northwest. God, I'm so stupid.
Kanye West.
I get it. So stupid. Who has 3.14 as their kid? An X? Oh, that's Elon.
Baby, that's what we need. It's some men of God that have testicles. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Big orange pumpkins hanging between their legs. But we got more pastors right now looking more like Caitlyn Jenner. Have less testosterone in their body than he does.
What is this?
This is Josh Feuerstein. We haven't heard from this shitbag in a long, long time.
Josh Feuerstein.
Yeah, he's been around since Dilly. He kind of fell out of, you know, he's not as pretty as Stu Peters.
Well, this
I guess.
Is certainly an interesting clip.
Yeah.
From this guy.
Now looking more like Caitlyn Jenner, have less testosterone in their body than he does. Guys, we're living in the last days, and I'm telling you, it's sad. It's sad to me that so many pastors and pastoral organizations and Christians and groups, we look weak. We look weak. You should look.
I think we might have played this one last week, but
is somebody riding the green machine?
You should look at your leaders. They're the ones driveway. With the flippin' white face paint on and the little red noses and the oversized shoes, looking like a bunch of clowns, making people have COVID vaccine passports to come to flippin' church service. You guys are the same guys that would have been over and taken it from Hitler right up the backside, you bunch of sissies.
No, wait. Wait, that's what you want.
Well, you know, he's got to pretend.
Right. I think that's projection, the Hitler part.
They've got to pretend.
Yes.
That they don't like Hitler.
This guy's a pastor?
Yes.
Are these kids riding bikes in the background?
Something's going
on. Is he a dad?
Yeah, there's some bullshit going
on. You know, this guy's a father.
Is?
He's saying this crazy shit. Boy. Does he ever go swimming in Australia to film sharks? God,
again.
Jeez.
Again, professional courtesy.
Right, please.
Wouldn't be touched.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, and somebody found something interesting on Michael Cassidy for Congress. Michael Cassidy is the guy that destroyed the Baphomet statue.
What an idiot.
Great countries do not permit their cities to be looted and put to flame without consequence. All people, regardless of wealth or race, want safe neighborhoods for their families and friends to live in. We need politicians in Washington who will not simply give empty platitudes about this problem. See?
God,
we need people who will push for both new laws and rigorous enforcement of existing laws. Skip. I support, asterisk, locking up more criminals. I prefer an excessive rate of incarceration to an excessive rate of crime.
White collar crime? Just wondering.
Sanctuary cities, blah, blah, blah. Number three.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah.
Mandatory minimums for mob destruction of statues.
Oh!
Infrastructure and houses of worship. Oh. Automatic 10 years in jail.
Hey, my...
Plus the cost of repairs.
Are you shitting me? Did he really
say
that?
That's on his website.
They haven't taken it down? My God. Don't you see the glaring... I'm going to say a word they might not know.
It is on way back, so I don't know if
hypocrisy.
They, yeah.
This is hypocrisy, right?
Well, that's, I mean, hypocrisy. Thy name is Christian in this country. I mean.
Gosh, this guy's so crazy. He must be vaccinated. You must be vaccinated to go into the church. You're all so stupid.
I know this is heartbreaking for some, but atheists and Satanists aren't going to like it when Jesus returns. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Some Christian tweeted.
Fuck with Satan for 2 seconds. Fuck around with Satan and find out, motherfucker. He's got a pitchfork. He's got fire. Jesus ain't got shit on Satan. Fuck off. Right?
Well, right.
Satan has fire, pitchfork,
yeah,
demon energy. I don't know. Jesus is like, oh, forgiveness, turn the cheek. Meh, meh, meh. Fuck off. This is Satan to fuck you up.
So, yeah, craziness in Iowa.
Right. Oh, boy. God.
And
who decided? Let's have our first fucking caucus for president, you know, in Iowa. Who fucking cares what these people think? No offense. I mean, goddamn. Who fucking cares? There's 7 people out there. Why do they have a senator anyway? For who?
We did find out the results of what killed Matthew Perry.
Okay.
Friends actor.
Right.
I have to sneeze.
Was it one of these brown snakes?
If that's a euphemism for ketamine, yes.
Oh, shit.
Actor Matthew Perry died from acute effects of ketamine, a sedative sometimes used to treat depression, with drowning and heart disease found to be contributing factors.
Jeez.
The coroner's autopsy report listed the effects of buprenorphine, a drug used to treat opioid use disorder. So it might have been something that he took to.
You know, all those drugs, yeah, doing all this crazy shit in your fucking body.
He was found lifeless in his jacuzzi at age 54 in his Los Angeles home. So there you go. Sad.
Yeah.
But not.
Not shocking.
Shocking.
Or surprising.
Of course, the scumbags are out there saying it was the vaccine.
Oh, come on.
He took the Fauci jab.
Yeah, he took
the Fauci jab got him.
No, not really.
Look at all these people dying. I never saw so many people dying before.
Well, I told you that the guy that fixed my car felt bad for me. He was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you'll be dead in 6 months.
Well, you know, the thing is, I called him again to work on another car.
That was 2-3 years ago.
Yes. So I'm not dead yet.
Not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet.
We've got, what is this? You mentioned this guy earlier, and now there's...
Who? Trump?
Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
Ew.
Of Texas became embroiled in a spat with a former U.S. attorney.
Yes.
When he backed proposed legislation from GOP Senator Kate Britt of Alabama.
Right.
By saying that illegal aliens can vote in U.S. federal elections.
Right.
What is going on? I guess I don't understand that totally. People aren't citizens can't vote, so this whatever is going on is pointless.
Right.
Another example of GOP making up a fake problem, focusing on people.
Yeah.
Focusing people on it instead of real issues.
Let me ask you something. You bring up voting.
I didn't vet this story, obviously.
But listen, you're talking about voting.
What's going on?
What happens if by the time the election rolls around, Trump's a nominee, that Trump has been convicted of a felony or two? Will he be able to vote?
He may not.
What? I mean, listen, man.
And several of his supporters.
Oh, God. Man, these Republicans, they are fucking lit. These guys are crazy as shit. Your candidate is facing RICO charges. It doesn't bother you. Will you like it? It's...
All right. Meanwhile, another headline. Grain prices plummet, but grocery costs stay high. We've known that inflation is greed. Greed, greed, greed. They were able to jack up the prices during COVID by saying, oh, it's the supply chain. Oh, my God. We know that a lot of that, we found out later that a lot of that was lies in a lot of these industries, like meat packers and shit.
Why can't we have some socialism and you go to these companies and say, hey, you're artificially increasing the price of X widget.
Remember,
you aren't allowed to do that.
Record profit. No, we try. And the Republicans shoot it down every time in the Senate. Filibuster.
Yeah. But we should all want that.
We all, yeah. So that's what Elizabeth Warren has run every campaign on, is doing shit like that.
God
Katie
damn.
Porter running campaign, doing the same thing.
I feel like these fucking corporatists don't fear those two people as much as they should.
Why would they when the other...
you're right.
40 of the other Democrats have got their...
Elizabeth Warren did Dodd-Frank and then they got rid of it, right?
She did the... She was started the Consumer Protection Bureau. There was a nonpartisan bureau that could go after corporate fuckery and did.
Yes.
Caught a lot of shenaniganry and brought in billions of dollars in fines and revenue to the government. And they don't like it because it was their golfing buddies that were paying the billions of dollars in fines. And they're
shit,
big
man.
Donors on both
God
sides of the
damn. Island.
That's the big problem. That's why we need to get money the fuck out of politics.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the crazy people, too. I don't know what to do with them. Shit, dude. God. It's like, have you seen that zombie movie, the Korean one, Train to Busan?
I don't believe I have.
It's a great movie, and I got to tell you something. Those zombies, it's like I'm watching these zombies, and these are the scariest fucking zombies I've ever seen. And I was like, God, that's the Republican House right there. All of them. It's like that zombie, whoever did that movie, captured the GOP perfectly. They're zombies. That's who that movie to me is about, the Republicans and how they run the House. Blah, blah. Fucking idiots.
Meanwhile, Ruby Freeman.
Yes.
By the way, today said, today is not the end of the road. We still have work to do. She told a horde of reporters to hear her statement today. Rudy Giuliani was not the only one who spread lies about us.
That's right, bitches.
Others,
pay up.
Others must be held accountable. And one of those people,
yes,
I believe, does some hate truthing in the middle of the night sometimes from Mar-a-Lago.
Yes. Donald Trump, get out that wallet. Time to pay up, you tubby fucking Nazi.
Sue the fuck out of him.
Oh, absolutely.
Sue the fuck out.
Because you know what,
him.
Though? That is the only thing these people fucking understand. You got to take their fucking
and
money.
And Junior, did Junior tweet anything
yes,
about that?
Of course he did.
What's his fake? The ferret guy? Eric?
Oh, the ugly one. The ugliest one.
I apologize
Sorry,
to ferrets.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Eric never goes down to Australia and tries to photograph sharks and shit like that. That's a shame.
We've got a few minutes left here on this Faithless Friday.
Damn.
It's
so crazy to think that Rudy Giuliani said a ginger mint that was passed in that video was a junk drive with a bunch of votes on it, and that was something that people believed. I mean, that's sad. That is stupidity.
This is Kimberly Guilfoyle.
God, I forgot that existed.
Don Trump Jr.'s fiancée.
Nine!
Was squealing, I don't know, where was she? On Newsmax.
Ooh.
With Greg Kelly. Oh, he's one of the worst.
I don't know, is he?
About Hunter Biden.
No, shut the fuck up.
Defying the subpoena.
Yeah. Hunter defying the subpoena.
She was asked by Greg Kelly reports. I don't know if it was him hosting. I assume it was
Greg Kelly reports.
She was asked to speculate about what she thinks would have happened if her boyfriend, Donald Trump Jr., had defied a congressional subpoena.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. He'd be in the slammer. Okay. Done for Jr. Over for him. I'd be applying for conjugal visits.
Kimberly, why do you like to make people think about you fucking all the time? Because that is a thing with her, right?
Yeah, we have.
Jeez, man.
But instead, Hunter gets out there with some weirdo love poem that Hallmark would reject. I mean, these people are nuts. I think they're getting high off their own supply, if you know what I mean.
You know what, Kimberly? You could never understand the love poem that someone would write a poem out of love. Because you're a fascist. You're a fascist. How much was that lawsuit, you creep? How much was the lawsuit, Fox?
Millions.
You created a hostile work environment for your assistant, right? That's what she did.
Yes.
Rub my thighs, please.
Hey, you want to see a Gavin Newsom dick pic? Check it out here.
Kimberly Guilfoyle's a fucking monster. Per the dollar amount she was, I mean...
She said, you can imagine if this was the Trump family, if this is Donald Trump Jr., they would be in, like, Gitmo right now.
No,
The genius.
Yes.
Of
Kimberly
Guilfoyle.
God.
The best is yet to come.
It is weird for her to compare what would happen to Trump or Trump's kids if they were committed... they were convicted of a crime to other people's crime convictions, because I'm trying to think of a crime they aren't indicted for or something they aren't in trouble for.
Right.
It's a good comparison. I bet you can find, I bet there's a similar charge for a Trump somewhere.
Right.
God, why are you making that comparison in your arguments? It's crazy. What would happen?
But they're going down.
Yeah.
These men and their high perch and their position of power and authority that are walking upon our entire history, our deepest core principles. They're not going to get away with it.
I would like to congratulate whatever district in Texas sent Clay Higgins to Congress. That is Congressman Clay Higgins. And he's talking about these FBI infiltrators who actually did the January 6th.
Oh, God. I was hoping this is some guy I didn't recognize who's actually speaking from the point of view of something good.
No, this is a congressman.
This sounds like, so who's that guy? It sounds like something Ron Perlman would get $200 million for.
Right, right.
To do a part in
and
a
nobody
series.
Would believe it. It's over the top.
This is insane.
Nobody's this crazy.
This is real?
This is 100%.
His core principles. They're not going to get away with it.
They have so far.
We'll see.
Powerful people in this country, they want to make sure no one hears your voice. They want everyone to look.
Of course, this is a long, slow blowjob. I don't know who's interviewing him.
Good Lord.
Who this person is, but it's, you know, like on fucking
God
Newsmax or whatever.
I want to make sure no one hears your voice. They want everyone to look at you like a far-right, crazy conspiracy theorist.
Well, I mean.
Is that who you are?
No, man. I'm a regular American man.
Oh, God. Sadly, I think he might be right.
Right. You know what? Some of this, Clay, no offense.
I don't think he's representative.
This dialect, whatever you're doing, this accent is put upon.
He's a regular MAGA man. No, it ain't.
You don't think
no,
so?
No. He was a crazy, there's videos of him. He used to be a cop. And there's videos of him, like, you know, you come down here, we're going to get you. We're going to, you know, come and commit crimes down here.
Why is it not surprising he was a law enforcement person? Sorry, don't mean to be a dick, but geez, he sounds like a cop, I guess.
Stupid as fuck.
I didn't, you know, it sounds like.
And cray.
You just wouldn't write this in a TV series because you would be like, you're saying subtext.
You think men like these are afraid of an uneducated, 125-pound punk like you that's never won a fair fight in your life and holds your gun sideways? Young man, I'll meet you on solid ground anytime, anywhere, light or heavy. Makes no difference to me.
This is him standing in front of a police force with his AR and his sheriff's outfit on.
Why is he...
And this is him... you know, he's talking about...
What does he mean with the gun sideways?
He's talking about black kids.
Ew.
Yeah, come on down here.
God. You think men like these are afraid of an uneducated...
Well, I would warrant most of the men behind you are uneducated.
Yeah, I feel bad for the dog in the background. I hate this.
Because the
dog.
Police, we know... Oh, we got to get out of here. But we know the police took... it to the Supreme Court,
yes,
or at least to the circuit courts, which ruled that they don't have to hire somebody that's smart.
That's
remember
right.
That?
Yeah,
a guy sued because he was told that he did too well on the IQ test, and they were worried that, quote, he would be bored.
You should always want to hire someone smart, right?
Yeah. They lied about the boredom thing.
Jeez,
we got to get out of here.
God.
Thanks for listening, y'all. We'll do it again next week. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and X. And RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or X. Now, fuck, on X or Instagram at Vile Experience, that's so freaking Vile.
Blessed Vile weekends to you all. Hail Satan, everybody. Yay. And fuck these Republicans.
Stay in New York, pet.
Catch the Crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.